You're listening to Careers and Cocktails, Career Talk with a Twist, hosted by expert recruiter Renee Fry. Let's get this party started.
Hey, party people, welcome back to Careers and Cocktails. I am so excited to have Tara Busker on the show today, and she is going to share all the great things about fitness and eating healthy, which you're one of the first people we've ever had like this on the show. So welcome, Tara.
Thank you. I'm super excited.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us your elevator pitch.
Okay, well, my elevator pitch is I've been a personal trainer for longer than I'd like to admit. It's actually been 20 years, which to me, I kind of still feel like I'm 21. So to say that is really weird.
Well, you look 21.
I don't feel it today. But I've been doing personal training for about 20 years. And maybe about 15 years ago, I decided I wanted to branch off and do my own thing. So I started my own private studio here in Roberts, where I do boot camps, one-on-one training, and a lot of nutritional counseling for primarily, I mean, I do get some guys, but primarily women.
Cool. And what are we drinking today?
Today we are drinking some Prosecco.
What kind do you have? I've got the Kirkland Oslo Prosecco, which is my favorite. This is, you can find it at Costco, and in Minnesota, it's less than $7 a bottle. So you can buy it by the case for like $85 and not feel guilty. But which kind are you drinking?
La Marca, I think it's called.
Oh yeah. That's one of my favorites too. La Marca's. All right. Well, I got to open mine. So for our listeners, sparkling wine in the United States is called sparkling wine. Sparkling wine from France, from the Champagne region, is called champagne. Prosecco is the Italian sparkling wine because it's made from their particular region. And then in Spain, it's called cava. So that's why we have all these different names of sparkling wine. Yeah, and we're about to hear my favorite sound.
Nice.
Get the party started. And then I'm drinking out of my favorite Riedel champagne glasses. They're just beautiful. I'm a total glass nut. And Riedel has lines of glasses that bring out the actual flavor enhancements of the particular grape variety. So
Phenomenal.
So what can we celebrate for you this week, Tara?
Oh boy. I actually have a lot of things to celebrate this week, which is insane. First of all, I am 8 weeks post my major accident that I had over the 4th of July. I'm like excited about that because I'm starting to feel amazing. I'm able to get back to doing all things fun. And then over the weekend, me and a couple other girls who own businesses in the area, we were able to host our first, well, the first live race in St. Croix County in 2020.
Awesome. Cheers.
Cheers.
So tell, like, 8 weeks is a long time to recover from an accident. I'm so glad you're okay. And
Me too.
Okay. So Tara, pretend I'm a kindergartner and explain to me what you do for a living.
It's actually really simple. You know what your gym teacher does with you? That's what I do. I just do it with big kids.
Awesome. And if you could choose anyone famous to bring on our party bus, we're going to go on this imaginary party bus, who would you select?
Oh, goodness. Right now, I think it would have to be, oh man, that's a really good question. I think right now on my party bus, I can't remember the guy's name, but from This Is Us, the one brother, oh, what is his name? I've been having a hard time with quarantine, and I just got into watching This Is Us. Uh-huh. So probably for the last 8 weeks, I've been binge watching from beginning to end of This Is Us, and I just finished it. And now I can't remember the guy's name.
That's okay. We're inviting the actor from This Is Us.
Yes, the really cute one.
Okay, so he'll be good to look at. So tell me about your career journey. How did you get into fitness and become a personal trainer?
So I was maybe, I want to say like 13 years old, and I was a heavier girl in school, and you know, boys are jerks, and a couple boys were picking on me, and I decided I was going to be healthy and lose weight. Well, I did it the complete wrong way. I went to not eating, working out all the time, and I basically destroyed my body. And then when I got into being in high school, I really got interested in looking at the girls' figures in bodybuilding magazines. I was just fascinated by how strong they were and like just their power that they had. So I really started kind of diving in and finding out more about nutrition, about actually working out in a smart and healthy way. And then once I got out of high school, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. So I pursued that. And I had a really amazing first boss who took me under her wing. Her name was Kristen. And she kind of taught me everything there was about owning a gym, you know, personal training, getting me some great clients to work with. And I worked with her for about 5 or 6 years. And then I decided to venture out on my own. And that's how Fitness to Go was born. I wanted to bring fitness into people's homes. So I started off as a mobile trainer. I just went to people's homes or businesses and worked out with them. And then I decided that I was seeing a lot of people who they just were only working out with me. They weren't doing anything else on their own. And I was kind of finding that when they were at home, they were just still stuck in the everyday work stuff or kid stuff or whatever. And they were really distracted by that. So that's why I decided to do my own studio, was to bring people out of their homes, out of their distractions, and get them into a place where they could just let everything else go and focus on themselves.
I love that. So do your clients then only, are you and the client there at the same time, or can they come in anytime to work out at your facility?
So right now I'm private only. I want people to feel like they're getting my 100% attention. So people come in, but then I do have some boot camps where I have a nice big group of people. So it's for the people who like the challenge of other people around them when they work out.
Got it. And yeah, it's so interesting because I worked out. So my mom put the importance of fitness into my life when I was a kid. So she had the Jane Fonda book, the physical book.
Yes.
And my mom was overweight in a miserable relationship with my dad. He was an alcoholic and emotionally abusive. And her outlet was working out, and she's deaf. So she was able to go through this book and do the workouts. Well, she lost, you know, I don't know how much weight, but she looked incredible. And since that, like in the 80s, she then bought like Jane Fonda's DVDs and bought The Step and all that stuff. And my mom still works out to this day because of that. But then that I watched her growing up doing that. And then when I started working out once I was done with high school and college, because they had great facilities, you know, gyms for me to work out at. When I was on my own, I started going to the gym. And then I actually came to the realization that I hated it. I hated driving there. I hated waiting for the machines. I hated that. And that's when I decided, well, what do I like? I love working out, but what do I want? And I was like, I need to create a home gym. And so early on, like in my early 20s, I started building all this stuff. And now I'm 43. We have this incredible home gym. And awesome. I love it. But I have worked out with a trainer before, and it's so crucial because you have specialized knowledge in what us everyday people don't have.
Right.
Yeah.
What I find a lot of times is that there is so much knowledge out there that's given to the general public that it's almost overwhelming. Like, especially for a newbie who wants to get into working out, there's just so much out there, and it can feel overwhelming and confusing. And so that's why I like to tell people, when you first start out, it's great to invest in a trainer, because everybody has different bodies. Everybody has, you know, different issues with their bodies, whether it be an injury or just things that they can't do. And a trainer can set up a program designed just for you, where you can go online and you can buy workouts, but it might not be the best one for you. Cause if you're dealing with like a low back injury or high blood pressure, there are totally different things that you need to do. And if you're just doing a cookie cutter workout, you can actually take a lot of steps back because of injuries.
Exactly. And the one thing that my trainer used to do, so he would measure my body fat and then he would actually adjust my calories. Cause he's like, oh, you've lost muscle, man. You got to eat more. So I wasn't eating enough. Right. And like all these little levers that he could push and pull. So that was really cool. So how do you, you know, fitness can be really vulnerable topic. You know, there's some people that can't figure it out and some that can, but how do you break through the vulnerability and the insecurity to get people to, you know, want to work with you and make healthier choices for themselves?
Right. I think I'm the type of person where there's no shame in my game. I put it all out on the line and I am 100% honest with all of my clients. I'm like, if you ever have felt, like you were having a bad day and you wanted to go sit and eat an entire box of cookies in your closet and then you felt awful about it and you thought life was over because you ate that whole box of cookies. Guess what? Probably done it too. I'm honest with my clients. We're all human. And if you make a mistake, it's not your end game. Like you can always at any time, whether you have a bad day, bad week, bad month, bad year, you could always pick up fitness again. So I really enjoy having a very open and honest type of relationship with all of my clients. If they make a mistake or they have a bad day, cool, tell me about it. We'll find a way to move past it. You're never, ever, ever stuck.
I love that. So obviously exercise helps us look good physically, but I'd love if you could share like what goes on a chemical, neurological, cellular level.
Oh man, there's a lot to that. One of the really amazing things that happens first in your body is the cells in your body hold on to water. Your cells are made up mostly of water. So a lot of times when people first start working out and they see these huge numbers falling off of the scale, like they're losing 5, 10, 15 pounds in a week, it looks really good, but that's where the scale is a liar. Because not to deter anybody, but when you see those big numbers dropping, typically it's a lot of water coming off. And if those numbers still keep dropping incredibly quick, as you're going through your fitness journey, then that's where you're getting into where you're probably losing muscle mass because you're not eating enough. One thing that I really am just, I've been doing this for 20 years and every time I see it happen, I'm just like picking my jaw up off the floor. When I get to see somebody who puts the mental aspect and the physical aspect and it clicks. Where they are starting to feel better, they're starting to see results, and they're starting to get a little bit more self-esteem and more confidence in what they're doing. And that's like the magic to right. See that happen. Because it's when you see that, it's more than food. It's more than what your body looks like. It's more than what you know the magazine covers tell you should look like. It's you're feeling good in your own skin. And that's the cool part.
Oh yeah. Well, and I've noticed I'm much sharper. I have more energy during the day and I'm sharper depending on what I eat and if I work out and all of those things. So it makes a huge impact.
Oh, absolutely. And activity is such a huge thing. It's survival. Your body wants to move. When you first start working out, it might not feel good because your body hasn't done it in a long time. But it really does crave it. For example, when I was recently injured, I couldn't move. I was stuck in a bed and I started to notice those not feeling good about myself, not feeling good, period. And I wasn't eating because I wasn't hungry. And once I started to fuel my body again, I got up and started moving. It didn't feel good at first, but then it's like my body started saying, oh yeah, let's keep doing this. Yeah.
That's good. So Tara, what's the first step you recommend for someone listening to make a healthy change in their life?
I tell every single one of my clients, even before they come to see me, trap your water. 99.9% of us do not drink enough water. And like I said before, our bodies are primarily water. So if you're not getting enough water, your digestion's going to be off. Your energy's going to be off. You're going to feel aches and pains in your body. It's what's going to really fuel you to get going. So I always tell people, track how much water you're drinking just for one day. Don't push it. Don't, you know, inhibit what you're drinking. Just drink it. Then the next day, I want you to drink more and slowly start getting up. Because most people need anywhere from half of a gallon to a gallon of water a day. Mm-hmm. And you want to slowly build up to that, because if you don't, you're going to be in the bathroom for about 7 hours that first day.
Yep. Yeah, that's another thing my mom instilled in me. She was like, when you wake up every day, drink a big glass of water. So I'm all about water. I actually, the only calories I consume drinking is alcohol. So I drink my coffee black. I drink iced tea black. I drink soda water. I really don't like to drink calories unless it's alcohol. And that was a hard transition for me. Like, I used to be the coffee, the creamer and sugar gal with my coffee, and I just eliminated it because it was extra calories. And I didn't want that. I wanted to save my calories on food where I can enjoy it, or, you know, on my Prosecco.
Right, exactly.
So I love it. Track your water, everyone. So let's go back to you mentioning all the information, which to me, you know, there's so many diet trends: Atkins, keto, vegan, Whole 30, South Beach, like, and I keep thinking to myself, you just gotta move more, eat less, track your food. I track macros, but you tell it like you're so personalized with people. Is there a theme that we need to know about to just shed the extra weight we don't want?
Like you said, tracking. All of my clients, when we first start, I have every single person track, because you need to know where you're at to be able to make changes to get to where you want. So mm-hmm. Let's say, for example, someone comes to me and they're eating 500 calories a day. Well, if I put them on a diet, you know, of 2000 calories a day, their body's going to blow up because it's way too much, way too fast. So I like to always know that. From there, that's when you kind of get down to the nitty gritty of what we were taught as kids. Eat your vegetables, eat your fruits, eat or drink your water. And, you know, everything in moderation. I'm all about the 80-20. If you can eat healthy and have your fruits, your veggies, your whole grains, all the good fats that you need 80% of the time, then 20% of the time you can have your Prosecco, you can have your fun, you can have your pizza. You never want to eliminate everything out of your diet, because when you do that, it's usually going to come back and bite you in the butt, and you're going to be like hangry and just start shoving everything in your face.
Right.
I'm also not a huge diet person, because everybody is a different person and your body's metabolize food so much differently. I did a fitness competition a couple of years ago, and we tried me doing really high carb, and my body loved it. And then the next go around, we started just mixing things up and we did more of a high fat. My body hated it.
So fascinating.
It just kind of told me where my energy in my body was best utilized versus calories and fats.
So tell me, how did you know your body loved the high carb versus the high fat? Was it a feeling you got? Was it on the scale? What?
So when I did my high carb, I felt really good. I had tons of energy to do my workouts, to be able to work all day. I didn't feel super sluggish. And it was great. And then when we decided to try something different just to see how my body would respond, I actually remember sitting down on my kitchen floor and calling my coach, crying uncontrollably, because I couldn't remember what I came in my kitchen for.
Oh my.
And he's like, oh no, oh no. So your brain runs primarily on carbohydrates, and I was getting foggy brain. Like I could not remember anything because my body wasn't getting enough carbohydrates for me to use my noodle properly. So wow. As soon as that happened, he's like, all right, we're not doing the high fat. And actually with the high fat, I felt really bloaty. And I do notice that today, like even when I try to add more fats into my diet than normal, I don't feel as good.
Yeah. I'm glad you have that all figured out. Obviously you're the expert. So tell me, why do human beings always look for a quick fix? We want quick results, quick. I want to be in my bikini body quickly. I want to, you know, why do we do that?
I'm just blaming society because we are getting into, we're satisfied right away. You want to watch a TV show? You don't have to like wait till Friday nights at 9 o'clock like we used to. Yeah, you're right. You can watch TV at any time you want. And we're so used to getting that instant gratification that when we can't have things that are going to, you know, take a little bit of time, it's frustrating. I get it. If I had the magic pill to lose 25 pounds in a week, I'd be a bazillionaire.
Yeah, right.
But I tell all my clients this, the journey is worth it because you really do. Yes, you want to have an aesthetic pleasing body. Everybody does. But if it would just hand it to you, you wouldn't appreciate it. When you do the work and you see the results every week and you're feeling the different feelings that you feel along the way, it's a different journey and it's a different sense of pride that you get versus, you know, if anybody wants to do this, go ahead. But if you were to go in and get liposuction and everything was awesome when you woke up, you probably wouldn't have that sense of pride as if you were hitting the gym, eating right, and feeling good about yourself the whole way through.
Right, exactly. So where do you think people need the most help? Is it moving more or what we put in our mouths?
You know, they say abs are made in the kitchen and it really is true. It's, you can put all the effort into working out and moving all day long, but if you're not eating the right foods for your body, it's going to show. You're not going to, if you're eating, you know, McDonald's for breakfast, dinner, and supper, you're going to show your skin, first of all, is going to have a huge different look to it. Your body's going to feel different. Your energy's going to feel different. It's all about the food. It really is.
Right.
It's your fuel.
Right. So eat your vegetables, eat your fruits, your whole grains. And did you say lean protein? I can't remember.
Oh, yes. Obviously, lean proteins, I always forget about that because for me, I'm such a protein person.
Oh, me too.
It's almost like a given.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, duh, eat your proteins. Yeah, eat your proteins, eat your healthy fats. Those healthy fats are so important. Like, I'm a child of the 90s, and low fat, no fat, that was like the whole thing that everybody like drilled into your head. And so when I started learning about nutrition, and I was like, wait, I have to eat fat, but that's going to make me fat because that's what everybody's always told me. So yeah. It really messed with my head because again, I was a child of eating low fat, no fat, all that good stuff.
Right. All these lies that we're raised with. Right. And then when we get to be adults and we're like, wait a minute. So tell us, what are some of the healthy fats, Tara?
Oh, your healthy fats. I personally like the healthy fats that come from nature. Avocado, amazing.
My favorite.
I know. If I could smear avocado on a shoe, I would eat it. coconut oil. So many health benefits that go with that. And even if you put it on your hair, it makes your hair look amazing. Healthy fats from your nuts are really good. The only thing that's kind of tricky about nuts is it's such a teeny tiny serving. And it's hard to just eat a little, you know, scoop of peanuts or a little scoop of almonds. You want like the whole bag. And then, you know, just getting the healthy fats that are also in some of the foods that we eat, like your proteins, those, you don't want to go out and eat like the big chunk of fat off of a steak. That's probably not good, but you know, it's still good fat for your body.
Sure. Yeah, I know with the nuts, I always have to measure it out so I know I'm getting 1 ounce because I love the crunch of the, I love everything about nuts, but I can't, you know, there's only so many calories I can eat in a day. So I definitely have to monitor it.
Yes. With peanut butter, like a tablespoon is maybe like this big.
I love it. So how can we, if we're sitting behind a desk all day, what tips do you have for people to like get in more steps or move throughout the day? At our office, we have electronic sit stand desks. So I am able to throughout the day, because for some reason in my mind, I believe if we sit, we're going to die sooner. So what do you have for tips to get people out and moving, you know, throughout the day?
So best tip I personally have found, because when I'm sitting and doing like my book work, I'm like in the zone. I want to get it done because I hate doing it. So I have a watch, and when I sit for too long, it buzzes at me. It says, get up. So when that happens, I instantly get up and I do like, I call it the pregnant lady stretch. I stand up and I stretch out my back. I stretch out my hips a little bit. That will help you from getting like the low back pain, or even, you know, stretching out your chest, because a lot of people, when they're at their computer all day, they're hunched over. Mm-hmm. And so you want to open that back up. Also getting up, and if you work in an office setting, if you have things that you have to get out of the supply desk, go get it. If there's somebody that maybe you were going to email, walk over and talk to them. Go to get some water.
Yeah, right.
Those are always good. And even if you just want to get up and take a couple laps, or even go up and down stairs, I try to tell everybody, move at least once an hour. If you can move for like some bosses probably wouldn't like it if you did 5 to 10 minutes, but if you could do like move for like a couple minutes every hour, do a couple little stretches, it really is going to make a difference in how you feel at the end of the day.
I love that. I don't do the stretches. I'm totally going to add that in, Tara. What a great tip.
It is going to be a life changer, especially opening up the chest.
Yeah. And I was just telling my daughter, she was on the Peloton working out while I was doing a different workout. And I'm like, honey, you got to pull your shoulders back. And she's like, why? And I said, you don't want to be old and hunched over and hunched back, you know, like you got to keep your chest forward.
Exactly.
So Tara, where do you get your inspiration from?
Oh boy. I get my inspiration from my parents. So growing up, my mom, again, she was like the Jane Fonda chick. She would watch the exercise videos where they would wear the spandex leotards and the headbands. And I would just always be fascinated by it. And me and her, we started walking when I was probably in junior high school. And we would have these great talks and we'd go for walks and work out. And then after I moved out of the house and I ended up having to move back after school, I had a client. It was a client. And he wanted to train for a 5K. And I was like, well, if I'm asking somebody to do something, I should be able to do it. So him and I actually trained to run a 5K together.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And after I did that, my dad, who at the time was probably 55 years old, he started running. And then my mom started running, who was probably about 55 at the same time. And I watched these two. My dad can run a sub 20 minute 5K, and he's 70 years old right now.
What? Oh, cheers to your dad.
I know. Cheers.
That's incredible.
So watching those two and just how, like when we go to races or people see them in the community working out, everybody is so inspired by them. And that inspires me. I'm like, I want to be them when I grow up.
Oh, I love that. That's
great. But it does irritate me a little bit that my dad runs faster than me and he is like twice my age.
Hey, we're all different, Tara. We're all different. We're good at different things, right?
Absolutely.
So is there a specific time of day you recommend people working out or anything like that?
It's all in when you will do it.
Okay.
For me, if I don't work out first thing in the morning, I won't do it. There's no reason why I won't do it. It's just in my head. When the clock is past like noon, I'm like, oh, I can't work out anymore. So I always tell people, whenever it fits into your schedule and your body feels the best for a workout, that's when you want to do it. I mean, I understand, you know, people have weird work schedules and you have to get it in when you can get it in, but ideally it's whenever it's going to work best for you and you will do it.
Right. I'm a morning person too. So what about frequency? Like, I know you said everyone's different, but is there a baseline that people should start at, like 3 days a week if they're not doing anything, or how do people get started into moving more during the week?
So I will typically recommend anybody who's never really done it before, depending on you know, their schedule, either doing a teeny tiny workout every single day if their time allows for that, or like three times a week. The fitness industry has really changed a lot over the past couple of years. It used to be you were supposed to do an hour of cardio every day and you were supposed to do 30 minutes of weight training every single day. Well, now, just through studies, they're starting to find out it's much better for an individual to do strength training than it is cardio. Because when you're doing your strength training, you're also going to get your heart rate elevated, but then you're also building that lean muscle mass that's going to carry you through life.
Yeah.
I tell people three times a week if you can, and always start slow. You don't want to go completely gonzo and do 2 hour workouts every single day, which I've heard some people have been doing that during quarantine, like two a days. And I'm like, oh, you're going to burn yourself out. And they do. So start slow, build your way up, and then go from there.
Start slow, build your way up, and include the strength training, which my favorite thing to do is lift weights. And I'm so grateful that I love lifting weights because it's good for my bones. It's so good. It's so good all around.
Well, and it feels so good to see those weights being lifted.
Right.
And to see, because you really can. So when you're running, you can see how far you go. But when you're lifting a weight and you get stronger and stronger, like you're holding that in your hand, you're like, wow, I'm lifting, you know, 20 pounds now versus this 5 pound weight that I used to lift.
Right. So do you work with experienced people too? Like people who want to try out for a show like you did, or like advance their fitness? Do you do that too?
Oh yeah. Right now I have clients that kind of run the whole gamut. I have people who have just come out of a knee surgery all the way up to elite athletes who are training for Ironmans.
Oh yeah. My daughter's a competitive swimmer. She's 10. And she was like, Mom, I want to do an Ironman. I want to do it with you. And I was like, I'm going to start training now, because in order for me to do that when you can do it, I think you had to be 18. I don't know. But I'm like, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Like, to run a marathon is crazy. To swim 2.5 miles is crazy. And then I can't remember what the bike is, but to do all three of them in a day. Yeah. No, thank you.
I know. And I'm not a run. I don't enjoy running, but I was like, well, if you wanted to, we could talk about it. Cause my husband and I have done the Tough Mudder 3 years in a row.
Sure.
Which is an entirely different category, but you know, I would love to do stuff with my kids physically like that, just because it would be challenging. So go back to your boot camps, Tara. Like, what are your boot camps like?
So I have two different boot camps. My boot camp that I have on Monday nights, that is kind of a mix of strength training and cardio. We do a lot of body weight stuff. Like right now, because it's, well, not today. Today's awful outside. But typically when it's nice outside, I will have all my boot campers go outside. So we will run, we'll do push-ups, just kind of a big array of different things. And then on Thursday night, my boot camp, that's primarily strength training. So when I do that class, I like to do a lot of full body lifts. So you're getting, you know, upper body, lower body, and core all at the same time. And because you're lifting in that type of way, you're also getting a little bit of cardio because it does elevate your heart rate. But yeah, and then we always, with all of the classes, we finish off with some good stretching. And then if anybody has like nutritional questions or questions about what they should do, I'm always there to answer.
Awesome. I love it. So where can our listeners find you, Tara?
Well, currently you can find me on my couch, but I have a couple different platforms on social media. My business is Fitness to Go. So it's T-O, not the letter two or the number two. Wow. The Prosecco's hitting me hard. So my website's fitnesstogo.net. I'm on Facebook, Fitness to Go. I am also on Twitter and Instagram. And yeah, that's where you can find me.
I love it. Thank you so much for being on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All of your tremendous value bombs. We appreciate it so much. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We are thrilled to have made a worldwide impact with listeners in 9 different countries. If you've enjoyed this conversation, please be sure to subscribe to Careers and Cocktails on YouTube and drop us a review on your favorite podcast app. If you're looking to update your resume or you're stuck in your career, I'm designated by LinkedIn as the top resume writer and career coach expert. I even created a resume and e-learning course to help you if you want to do your own resume. It's super simple and extremely affordable. Go to careersandcocktails.com to learn more. I also wrote a book called I Hate Mondays for all of you job seekers who hate your jobs and want to love your Mondays. You can go there for the same information. And of course, I am up to so much valuable information sharing that for you hiring leaders, if you want to find the secrets to finding the best talent, I have a hiring guide at careersandcocktails.com as well. I am here to share information and help people love what they do. Until next time, cheers.